Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Oh my Lord. It is such a blessing to walk with you. And I pray that this podcast works today and that I can hear it and that I'm not frustrated after sharing my thoughts, that it gets deleted, because that has happened in the past. But, oh, just listening to scripture being said over me in a positive, affirmative way is so life-giving. My heart, I have big dreams and goals, and I just say, Lord, ultimately, if that's not what you have for me, then I don't want it. I want what you have for me. And if it is a quiet, content life with my own family, then thank you, and that's awesome. If it is working hard and sharing the messages God puts on my heart and working hard to encourage and share with other people, then that's awesome too. But Lord, ultimately, I want what you want for me, and my heart is just on fire and burns so deeply for purpose and meaning and to live in those things in my calling that I believe you're calling me to do. But God, if that's not what you have for me, if that's not what you want, then take away that desire in my heart and replace it with what you do have for me. Because ultimately, Lord, I don't want my life to be in vain. I want my life to glorify you. I want you to use my gifts, talents, abilities, experiences to help others. Lord, my heart, the things I'm passionate about, your word, praise, dance, marriage, family, wellness, family traditions, travel. Lord, all these things you've put in my heart, and I want to share about them, and I want to encourage people about them, and I want to teach about them, and teach people more about these things that I am passionate about. Lord, I want people, my heart just, I want people to experience you the way I do. Lord, I want people to know how much you love them like I do, like I know how much you love me. Lord, I want people to see how scripture is so vital to our lives like you've shown me. Lord, I want people to see how scripture can change an attitude or a depressed heart in an instant. I want people to see how gratitude and praise can change a foul mood in an instant. And I'm a prime example of that, because even though my middle name is Joy, you gave that to me ironically because I struggle with joy. And oh, the words that have been spoken over me in my teen years and adult years. And whether or not, however that is true, that I am a negative person, the life circumstances I had in my formative years were very hard with my father and his illness and ultimately his death. And that was really hard. But God, you call me Joy, Amanda Joy, worthy to be loved and joyful, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. My joy comes from you. I, in my own strength, can only muster up so much joy, but God, you have the fruit of the Spirit. You, Spirit, fill me with the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit of God, and so I am empowered to have God-like joy because of your Spirit within me. And whoever's listening, whatever you have named to them, you have purpose and plan in that as well. And it's so nice to know what your name means and to pray through that. So God, speak through my heart and these words. May they encourage other people. God, you love us. God, you have plan and purpose for us. God, your word is amazing. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is our food. It is our oxygen. Without it, we just shrivel up. Our spirits just shrivel up like an unwatered flower or plant. But God, your word, it's water to our soul. It's water to our very being. I pray that people would not starve themselves on your word, but that they would abundantly spend time in your word. You are so good and worthy to be praised. May we want what you have for us. Lord, may we believe in faith that you have us here for a reason. May we seek it out through scripture and prayer and in talking with other faithful people. May we trust the process and be patient in the plan that you're developing and growing us for when we are ready to step into those bigger callings that you have for us. But each step is valuable. Each lesson learned is not in vain. So we grow each day and we learn from our mistakes. And we grow our faith and our trust muscles in you every day through all of the experiences we're given. And we are presented day in and day out with so many opportunities to offer up little split-second prayers of, God, show me, Holy Spirit, direct me, your word says you will direct me, what should I choose, what should I do? Lord, I've realized that I can struggle with hiding my light sometimes around other personalities, around other people, especially me being a people pleaser and wanting people to like me and having a background that I've had with friends growing up and mean girls and, you know, the popular kids and not being popular and then being popular and all those things. Lord, it just clouds my mind and my heart and my soul. And so around certain people, I find myself just shrinking back. I find myself hiding my light, being afraid to show who I truly am because I want these people to like me. And so I actually find in those moments that I want them to like me. So I want to be positive and optimistic. But really, I'm relying on my own strength, I see now, as opposed to being confident in who I am in you, God. And then that joy just bubbles up naturally from your spirit. And then that is what draws other people to me. It's you in me, your spirit, directing me, filling me with the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and, oh yes, self-control. It's you, God, who draws people to me. It makes me magnetic. It's not anything in and of myself. I am well aware of that. But God, you are so good. And so when I try in my own strength to be positive and optimistic and be who I think people want me to be so that they will like me, I just fall into this trap and it falls flat. And usually the opposite happens. I complain. I don't know. I complain a lot. And then I get frustrated with myself and disgusted at how I'm behaving. And then I remember, oh yeah, where is God in this? Where's the trust? Where's the faith? And really, it's just that split second shift of, taking me back to college, the four spiritual laws and the Bill Bright, the Campus Crusade, little booklets about the Holy Spirit, about who is on the throne of my life. And constantly we go back and forth between me sitting on the throne of my life and God sitting on the throne of my life, or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or whichever person of the Trinity you want to add there. But it's just day in and day out of me going back and forth between learning to yield and yield to the Spirit, His leading in my life, as opposed to me being in control. We also used in college the analogy of driving your car. So am I going to drive the car of my life, or am I going to let Jesus drive the car? And of course I can share my hearts and dream, my heart, my dreams, my thoughts, but ultimately I want what God has for me. So these were just some thoughts that I wanted to share. They're personal, they're vulnerable, they're close to my heart, they are my heart, and putting them out there feels vulnerable. But God works in the vulnerable, God works in the authentic, and I don't want anyone to be me. We don't need another me. God needs you to be you. And so I encourage you to be in His Word, be in prayer, put down the phone, block out the noise, listen. Listen to the still, small voice of the Lord. Listen to the impressions that He gives you. You are filled with His Holy Spirit. You have the mind of Christ. So listen to it. Let it guide you. Let it direct you. He has amazing plans and purposes for you. And don't you think that just because you're not doing amazing things right now, or you're not where you want to be, that He's not there with you. You are growing each day. Your faith muscles, your trust muscles are getting stronger. He loves you. You are His. You are here for His plans and purposes. Don't let Satan distract you or depress you. He's so good at those tactics that he's been doing for thousands of years. But you, my friend, are loved by God. You are doing the hard work. I am proud of you, and I say, keep on going. Stay in His Word. Surround yourself with other people that can encourage you. Don't shrink back. Don't hide your light. You've got this because He's got you. You are enough because He is more than enough. Be blessed today. Have a joyful heart. He's got you. I love you, and I am here cheering you on. Share with me how you're learning, how you're growing, even those little steps. I can't wait to cheer you on and give you a hug. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that, so that that can help us get God's Word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.